Upon return to the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios, Patriots This Week continues with a look at the NFL kickoff rule. Of course, on kickoffs, putting the touchback at the 25-yard line. Matt Chatham, Scott Zolak, the intention, it seemed, reduced the number of returns out of player safety concerns. Instead, as we saw in the Patriots-Cardinals game, more kickoffs were returned. And for the Pats, the execution from Steven Gostkowski and that kick cover unit was outstanding.
So two things here. They want to reduce them because of stats they won't share with you, which were probably lies. And second I love Gostkowski's ability to really be one of those few kickers in the league that can kick it with amplitude and put it in the stands if need be, or he can hang it up, put it outside the numbers in that, like, inside the five-yard line where you have to bring it out. As a returner, maybe you're straddling the line. But one of the, again, biggest plays of that game ends up being Jonathan Jones' sort of half tackle there late in the fourth quarter, where Gostkowski hangs up one of those balls. Jones just blows through at the four, dips and rips, gets a flag. And on the backside, something the broadcast wasn't able to show, was Nate Ebner running a cross game on the backside. They run a little twist. It puts a man-to-man out in space with a big guy. Ebner makes the play. Jones cleans it up, flag on the ground. And those yards, those extra yards that back them up, imagine those not on the end of that field goal at the end of the game. Huge play in the game.
I love somebody who has aptitude for the kicking game. So
I don't know what the hell he said.
What are you gonna do?
In all seriousness, to pull that off in a game, you just don't say, "Hey, we're gonna put this on a game plan and run this on Sunday."
Right.
You've got to rep that. You got to practice it. You got to meet about it. You got to put the right personnel out there. This coach goes to show you how much the special teams game actually means to him. Judging these guys, they sit there for hours upon hours a day and try and figure out other angles. Why give them the ball to 25? You can pin their tail back on the 12. And that kind of transpired the other night, and Arizona had to drive it 90 yards.
What about the performance of some of the young quarterbacks, especially beginning with Trevor Siemian? Showed poise in a close game, leading the Broncos to the win over the Panthers. And then Carson Wentz making his debut for the Eagles after limited reps in college and especially in the preseason.
Everybody thought Siemian, you know, since he came out of the gate right there, boy, that's just poise all around, until you saw Garoppolo play. I like Carson Wentz. I think he's a big guy, so I think he's going to have some success. I like Dak Prescott, down in Dallas. I thought from day one preseason he's looked great, and he's kind of taken over that team.
Really a compelling week quarterback-wise around the league, really, with these young dudes, because Wentz goes out. He's playing against a Browns team that's giving weird answers in the lead-up to it about why they didn't draft him. Have you ever heard that, where a front office is given the rationale for not why they didn't take the guy they're facing? His real success came in the scripted portion of the game. They script out those first 10. He comes out smoking. That's when they put up a lot of their good work. Pretty average, actually, there from beyond that point.
And among the nail biters across the country, Seattle's come-from-behind win over the Miami Dolphins, the Patriots' next opponent. Back with a look at them right after this.